Today, illusion, perception, and reality. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Welcome to this post covering finance and property news with a distinctively Australian flavour and with a touch of philosophy on the side. Indeed, today is our philosophical Sunday. And today I want to talk about how we perceive things, because actually how we perceive things is not straightforward. We unconsciously filter out most of what is happening around us all the time. And we selectively observe and remember what we see, as well as subconsciously interpreting what it all means. We have inbuilt biases and a worldview, a world framework, which predetermines what we observe. And by the way, this happens at multiple levels. So for example, a few years ago, I was involved in a minor traffic accident, actually in Bath, Somerset in the UK, at a minor but important junction in the city. I was in the passenger seat and we were waiting at these lights to turn right. But when the lights changed and we pulled forward, we were hit on the passenger side by a car coming from the left. Luckily, no one was seriously hurt, but we all trooped down to the police station to give our witness statements, along with two separate onlookers. And the weird thing was, whilst we all agreed that there had been an accident, each statement proved to be contradictory. I was sure the light had turned to green before we took off, whilst one onlooker said that we'd pulled out on the red. Another issue was how many cars were pulling across the junction from the previous light change. And I remember being asked by the police about a white car, which I did not recall seeing, but actually was probably the real cause of the accident. My point is, there was a single event, but we had multiple stories to explain the event, thanks to what I call different perception filters. Reality is not straightforward. And here's another example. Evolution has tended to sensitize us to keep a watch out for danger, be it a snake or a person. There's a particular local tree stump which I pass by most days when I'm walking the dogs, and yet every time for a second my brain says person alert as we approach. I know it's a tree, but my subconscious mind is wired to interpret those shapes with a bias towards making them people-shaped. And it's something really I have no control over. And another example is the new car phenomenon. You might have recently bought a car you wouldn't have considered a common model, but now you're seeing it everywhere you go. You went from passing it on the street or in the parking lot once a week, two, three times a day. It's enough to make you perhaps think you're going a bit crazy. So why do you see your new car everywhere after you buy it? Well, science actually has an answer for this, and it involves the Bader-Meinhof phenomenon. According to science, there hasn't been an increase in the number of that particular car around that you rarely noticed before, but your subconscious can be quite selective in what it gives attention to or ignores without you realizing it. You're bombarded with information all around you every single moment of the day. Just think how many items that you have in your vicinity at the moment, but you're not actively staring at them. Your brain has to be judicious in what it lets through. For instance, when you're driving to work, your brain largely ignores the hordes of varying models you pass. But once you purchase a new car and it's under your possession, your brain adjusts, adding the particular model to its list of things to notice. This Bader-Meinhof phenomenon is more commonly called frequency illusion. Now that your brain takes notice of your new car, it will alert you when it sees it elsewhere on the road, on TV, in conversations, etc. The human mind strives to identify patterns in the chaos of daily life and uses a confirmation bias to affirm that this car is everywhere suddenly when it was around long before you ever noticed it. The bottom line is this: no, people in your neighborhood didn't go out and buy the same car as yours just because they were inspired by your brilliant choice in transportation. It's actually all in the mind. And another well-known perceptual phenomenon is called inattentional blindness. People experience this when they are so focused on one thing that they're completely blind to something else right before their eyes. In a famous illustration of this perceptual glitch, participants were asked to watch a short video of people tossing a basketball to one another and to track the total number of passes between the players wearing white. But something else happens, which is unexpected during the short clip, and yet only about half of those tested notice it. Now, I'm not going to show the video for copyright reasons, and I won't spoil the fun with regards to what that unexpected event was. The link's below. But why did some people experience inattentional blindness in this study when others didn't? The answer to this question came in a recent follow-up study showing your susceptibility to inattentional blindness actually depends on your personality type. This takes us to a recent The Conversation article entitled "People with Creative Personalities Really Do See the World Differently." Not only do open people bring a different perspective, but they genuinely see things differently than most. That was an article by Luke Smiley and Anna Antoori. They ask, what is it about a creative work such as a painting or a piece of music that elicits our awe and admiration? Is it the thrill of being shown something new, something different, something the artist saw that we did not? As Pablo Picasso put it, others have seen what is and asked why. I have seen what could be and asked why not. And they argue in this article that the idea that some people see more possibilities than others is in fact centered on this concept of creativity. Psychologists often measure creativity using something called divergent thinking tasks. These require you to generate as many uses as possible for mundane objects such as a brick. People who can see numerous and diverse uses for a brick, say a coffin for a Barbie doll funeral diorama, are rated as more creative than people who can only think of a few common uses, for example, building a wall. The aspect of your personality that appears to drive our creativity is called openness to experience, or just openness. Among the five major personality traits, it is openness that best predicts performance on divergent thinking tasks. Openness also predicts real-world creative achievements, such as engagement in everyday creative pursuits. As Scott Barry Kaufman and Caroline Gregory explain in their book Wired to Create, the creativity of open people stems from a drive for cognitive exploration of one's inner and outer worlds. This curiosity to examine things from all angles may lead people high in openness to see more than the average person, or, as another research team put it, to discover complex possibilities lying dormant in so-called familiar environments. And they published research in the Journal of Research in Personality showing that open people don't just bring a different perspective to things, they genuinely see things differently to the average individual. They wanted to test whether openness is linked to a phenomenon in visual perception called binocular rivalry. This occurs when two different images are presented to each eye simultaneously, such as a red patch to the right eye and a green patch to the left eye. For the observer, the images seem to flip intermittently from one to the other. At one moment, only the green patch is perceived, and at the next moment, only the red patch, each stimulus appearing to rival the other. But intriguingly, participants in binocular rivalry studies occasionally see a fused or scrambled combination of both images. Those moments of rivalry suppression where both images become consciously accessible at once seems almost like a creative solution to the problem presented by the two incompatible stimuli. Across three experiments, they found that open people saw the fused or scrambled images for longer periods than the average person. Furthermore, they reported seeing this for even longer when experiencing a positive mood state, similar to those that are known to boost creativity. So these findings suggest that the creative tendencies of open people extend all the way down to basic visual perception. Open people may have fundamentally different visual experiences to the average person. So now back to inattentional blindness. How come half missed the obvious when the others didn't? The answer to this question came in a recent follow-up study showing that your susceptibility to inattentional blindness depends on your personality. Open people are more likely to see the extra event in the video. Once again, it seems that more visual information breaks through into conscious perception for people high in openness. They see the things that others screen out. Now, it might seem as if open people have been dealt a better hand than the rest of us, but can people with uncreative personalities broaden their limited vistas, and would this be a good thing? Well, there is mounting evidence that personality is malleable, and increases in openness have been observed in cognitive training interventions and studies of the effects of psilocybin, which is the psychedelic compound in magic mushrooms. Openness also increases for students who choose to study overseas, confirming the idea that travel broadens the mind. But there is also a dark side to the permeability of consciousness that characterizes open people. Openness has been linked to aspects of mental illness, such as proneness to hallucination. So despite its appeal, there may be a slippery slope between seeing more and seeing things that are just not there. So from different personalities emerge different experiences. But we should always remember that one person's view is not necessarily better than another's. More broadly, though, we all carry around the baggage of our implicit worldview, necessary perhaps to help us make sense of the world in real time, but also quite capable of distorting reality and causing us to be innocently misled. Now, philosophy is the tool that questions these underlying assumptions and brings the implicit views into the open. And here on this channel, we do try to lay some of these bare, even if it's uncomfortable. But the take out from today is this. There is way more subjectivity to your view of the world than many would want to admit. And once you start pulling on that thread, things can, well, unravel quite quickly, offering whole new perspectives and different outcomes. But believe me, that can be uncomfortable and unsettling. And so many prefer to retreat into their own worldview and ignore the obvious bigger and more meaningful questions. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.